I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to October's Student Composer Showcase, produced in partnership with Music Comp's online mentoring program. This month, we're featuring Dummerston's Molly Durling, a ninth grader at Brattleboro Union High School. Molly has been writing her own music for the past 4 years, but her interest in music started much earlier than that, with a lifelong love of traditional and folk music. Molly picked up the fiddle when she was just 4 years old after they couldn't find her someone to teach her the bagpipe. Molly's most recent piece is her first one that uses both her interest in folk and classical music, and I asked her what prompted the combining of these two worlds.
After my fourth piece, I definitely wanted something different, and I also wanted to honor like my ancestors, who are Celtic, French, Canadian.
And you've been to Scotland, right?
Yeah, I've been to Scotland and Ireland. So Ireland, I went when I was 9. That was just like a fun vacation. And then Scotland, I went with my mom to go to a music festival. It's called Perthshire Amber, and it was so fun, and I learned so much music there, and I brought my fiddle with me.
Well, tell us what you learned. Give us the big moments, the big takeaways.
Playing in the pub sessions was really fun, since I can learn by ear. I can learn a bunch of songs just by hearing them over and over, and that's how fiddle players play music. So they play it over and over and over and over. So that was really fun. I liked the pub sessions, and also there was concerts. A bunch of Celtic and Scottish people were there, and they had concerts, and watching them play was actually really cool.
Get back to playing by ear. I think that's like a really interesting concept. How do you do that?
I really don't know. I hear something, and I guess I'm lucky enough to have a really good ear, so I can pick anything up. But I just kind of play around with any instrument.
So how does memorization come into that then?
I normally don't memorize much, but if somebody plays about 3 to 5 notes of it, I can pick it up really fast because I've already played it enough to remember it. It's like in my long-term memory.
So tell us a little about how you write when you're not using those traditional and folk influences.
Literally, I just put random notes on. And I do adjust them if I don't like them. That's how I get started. Also with writing anything, I cannot start. So I just write down some notes and see where it goes from there.
So is it really different to hear the pieces then when you're used to the computer rendering of it?
It is so different. On the MIDI file, it sounds very computerized. And you can't really hear it that well until you get to go wherever the concert is, and you get to actually hear it live. It's so different, and it sounds way better.
How do the performers take to Grand Jig? Obviously, that's a style that you're really familiar with.
It was very difficult for me because a lot of them, their forte is classical music, and I feel like it was really hard for them, too, to play it. It definitely sounded different than maybe I was used to because I was using the computer a lot. And I did write a little with my fiddle, so I kind of just wanted to play it for them.
Tell us about your ideas for your next piece.
I'm a little bit concerned how this will be Celtic-y and all because it's brass and percussion. I don't really know how to make that sound traditional. But I definitely have an idea for what I want. I keep listening to the wind chime outside, so I'm getting a lot of ideas from that.
Dummerston's Molly Durling, a ninth grader at Brattleboro Union High School. Here's her piece, Grand Jig, with musicians Sarah Briggs, violin, Elizabeth Reed, viola, Michael Close, cello, and Evan Primo, double bass.
Thank you.
Molly Durling's Grand Jig, and performers Sarah Briggs, violin, Elizabeth Reed, viola, Michael Close, cello, and Evan Primo, double bass. VPR Classical's Student Composer Showcase is a monthly feature highlighting the work of some of our young composers in the region and is produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online mentoring program. To find out more, visit vpr.net/classical.